Welcome, one and all. You've just discovered the Tom and Topher Experiment Podcast. First word in entertainment, tainment, where we explore the mysteries of the universe, our minds, and much more. So come along with us to the edge of all that is possible. What's up, motherfathers? We're back. We're better than ever. Tom and Topher.
How's it going?
Oh, I'm good. I got a little bit of a sniffle.
Hey, me too. Some allergies going here.
Yeah. Hey. Sorry, we didn't do an episode last week, guys.
Messed up.
I was very ill.
Man, damn.
I may never be well again.
How ill were you?
I am still ill. Yikes. I've been ill for quite some time. I'm feeling much better, but dang, it got me.
Did it hurt?
The coronavirus got me.
Yikes. Wish you would have told me about that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be here.
You now have it.
Great. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Speaking of that, it's going around.
It's here in Sacramento.
It's in a lot of places in the United States now. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
Did you know that currently, well, as of like 8 hours ago, there was something like 84,000 people, 89,000 people who have been treated for it.
Jeez.
And there is, hold on, let me find it. Have it right here. All right, 89 global cases have been reported. The overall death toll stands at over 3,000.
Jeez.
3,000 people.
Isn't the flu like way more than that?
That's what people keep saying, but it's like the flu doesn't like come out of nowhere and just start rapidly killing people. The flu's always been around.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, it's not really comparable. It's like, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, like the flu changes every year.
The flu has been here. This is new, and this is rapidly killing people. So like for people to just be like, okay, you idiot. The flu has been killing people for years. It's like, bro, that's not really my point. My point is that this new virus is just sporadically coming out of nowhere and just killing.
Yeah, crazy.
And I think,
I don't know what to think about it.
Hold on.
I don't know if, was it media hype or is it?
There's 4,000 South Korean cases.
Jeez.
So think of how many U.S. troops are in South Korea.
Yeah.
Think of how many U.S. troops have it right now. Probably a lot. Think of how many of those people are not going to be able to come home because they have it. 54 people in Iran have died. Wow, Iran is a modern city. They have medicine. They have health insurance.
Yeah. Jeez, that's crazy.
I said modern city. Modern country.
Modern city.
Think bigger, Iran is a modern city.
Think bigger, okay?
Yeah, that should go to show the average American's like knowledge of the Middle East. It's very little. And we're just constantly at war there.
Yeah, jeez. That's crazy. Studying world history, like in college, you kind of see like why that all started, all the turmoil in the Middle East started between the West and there. It's crazy how it all built up.
We don't have any music on.
Let's turn some on.
Yeah, let's turn some on. Alright, music on. Death toll rising. People panicking. Trump lying. The world scared. Darkness falling. Ashes. Nuclear waste. These are all things that are happening.
Dude, that was like a poem you just said there. What the heck was that?
These are all the things that I see happening right now.
You're an artist?
Yes.
It's wild. Cheers to that.
Cheers to that. Hey, but here's the thing. Something my dad said recently has me thinking. The death toll rises, and so does the panic. The panic is what is going to... Are you busy?
No.
Oh. The panic... Sorry. The panic is what is going to take the toll. People freak out.
Yeah.
Hurricane Katrina, remember that? It was the looting that was the issue.
Yeah. That was crazy. What was that, 2004?
Yeah, that was crazy.
See the stuff on the news, like people walking around with shotguns and signs on their doors, like, if you come in, I'll shoot.
Do you realize that I, as a little kid, I thought that was a different country? I did not realize that that was our...
Yeah. It's in the south.
It was a crazy time. Here, let me turn this down.
I feel like since I've been born, it's been a crazy time. Everything's crazy. Like, I grew up at the towards the end of Bill Clinton.
The last 5 months feel like I read them in a book.
Yeah.
Why? What's going on, dude?
What book?
Just a book.
You feel like this is all fake?
Yeah.
I know, it's wild. Like, what am I seeing? Why am I seeing this on the news?
We've been going down. I feel like if you just start from the beginning of our podcast and just listen to every single podcast, it's kind of an adventure of, like, thought, almost. Like, at the beginning of this, we would talk about certain concepts, and I was like, Chris, what are you talking about, bud? What you got going on in your noggin? What are you saying, simulation theory? What do you mean?
Yeah.
And then you'd show me these videos about it, and then now we're here, like, almost 2 years later. Just like, yeah, this is probably real. This whole, like, simulation theory, probably real.
I think it for sure is. And like, if you're... Yeah, for sure it is.
We were just talking about this today, just the fact that, like, this whole thing feels like a game. Like, you... In the sense that, like, if you decide you want to do something, you can do it.
Yeah.
It's almost like a quest line.
Right.
Pops up.
But it's like a cheat code.
You decide you want to start a podcast. You can do that. Doesn't right. matter if you get famous or not. That's what you're doing. Right. If you decide you want to be an artist, you can be an artist and start down that yeah. line. And odds are, if you're genuine and good, you can make money off of it.
Yeah. That's the thing. Everything that has been successful is they just focused on making it good. Just make it like a good thing.
People it's not even it, good. It's it. Genuine. It has yeah. to be genuine.
Like something that's truly good is genuine.
I saw this interview with Waka Flocka. You know who that is?
Yeah.
Waka! I go hard in the motherfucking paint. What you thinking? There's a lot of bad words that I'm bleeping out right there.
Good, thanks. We want to keep this podcast clean.
Yeah, okay. Clean Christian.
Yeah.
Anyways, he was talking about how he was like, I was a whack rapper. He was like, I was a whack rapper. And I made, he was like, I made $30 million off of, I don't know, some certain album. Mm-hmm. Or he was at some certain point, he was at $30 million. And he was like, that's unbelievable. $30 million for this whack-ass rap that I made. He was like, I want to be... I don't just want to be a rapper. I want to go from there and be whatever else I want to be. A businessman, an entrepreneur, yeah. And make $30 billion.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
And like...
Like one-upping.
Yeah. And I don't know. I just feel like... He told... After that, he said... The reason why people liked my music is because I was whack, but I was genuine. And my... genuineness kind of outweighed my whackness, and that's what you gotta be. You gotta, you know, you see people that are crazy like Steve-O or like Howard Stern or just, I don't know, crazy personalities. They're Spellborn. Whack, but they're genuine, you know.
Yeah. Just gotta let this cat in.
What?
Cat makes a lot of ruckus. He's coming right away. He's a big baby. Is that Bane?
Bane Cat.
Bane's a big boy.
They've been with us on every podcast, except yeah. for one. Yeah, but...
Oh, yeah. The interview.
I don't know. I don't genuinely think that the... world we live in is an actual like video game simulation, but it definitely works that way.
Yeah, it does feel that way.
It works like you just start a quest line or you just are, you know, you're kind of just walking around and some people just, you know, they truly just sit in one little place of this giant open world map and never do anything different than just sit in this one little starting period and never move on or grow or do anything that they actually want to do. And it's like,
yeah, just stuck in a routine.
This is going to end soon.
Yeah, this is really short too.
It's going to end and you're going to have nothing to show for it.
Right. Just comfort. All you experience is comfort.
I saw a quote that said, like, you... live as long as the last person who remembers you.
Dang.
You live as long as the last person who remembers you. So when you die, you don't die. Your memory, like the memory of you is you. That's your personality. Like your body is not you. It's your soul, the memory, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You live on through other people.
That imprint lives on.
Like John Lennon put out a bunch of great music and like impacted souls. And he doesn't have to be alive to impact people more than I impact people while being alive.
His voice is still heard. Even after he's gone.
It's like the ripples in the water. You know?
Yeah.
The stone is in the ground, sitting on the sea floor, but the ripples are still going. I feel like that ripple effect is a really good analogy for a lot of things in life.
Like what?
Whoa.
Deja vu.
Oh.
Oh.
He'd love to see it. What's up?
What's going on there? Spill the beans. Tommy got a Snapchat.
Yeah, just some stupid shit.
About what?
You get excited, you see, oh, my crush. Snap me. Some stupid shit.
What? Like a single word answer or something? No.
No. Just stupid shit.
Okay.
You know?
Interesting. It's a weird world we're living in now. With dating.
Hate it.
No one wants to talk.
Dating is like a lot of fun nowadays.
Yeah, it is fun. I'll say that.
No, it's not.
Hold on.
It's not fun.
Well, I think it is what you make it. If someone's doing the whole ghosting thing and they're not responding to you, just stop. Move on.
Yeah.
So just sit there. And
way too many fish in this sea.
Big time. Especially if you're out and about. If you're, like, brave enough to just start a conversation and introduce yourself. Not to, like, do this grand thing. Just be real. Ask for the number.
Just be genuine.
Be genuine. It's all about being true. What you put out. People resonate with that. They'll want to be around you.
Yeah, we were talking about the other day how, like, sometimes we react in a way that's, like, I don't know. Somebody just gets a little awkward during a conversation and you just automatically assume, oh, it's me.
Oh, what did I do wrong?
I'm so weird.
Do I got a booger in my nose? Hang it
up. Maybe I should wipe it.
There's nothing there.
Maybe I should say something. Yeah, I have kids. One of them's 8.
How was your weekend?
Did you do anything fun? God.
Dude, yeah. Sometimes I don't mind small talk. And there's days where I'm just like, ooh, this hurts my soul talking about what you're going to do today. What are you up to today?
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm just trying to fill space right now.
Yeah.
Awkward silence.
You know, I feel like there's just a pattern that most people are stuck in. And I didn't have to worry about that pattern for a long time. And maybe, I don't know, maybe this is typical, dude. Maybe us bitching about, oh, single problem. Like, this is just it's honestly pretty, it's pretty basic.
Yeah.
Everybody doesn't like being single.
Yeah. I'm trying to, like, break out of that, though.
It's like, oh, yeah, it's pretty cool being single. Like, you don't have to, like, really worry about anything and, like, you can get up and, like, you can be yourself and, like, you don't have to worry about having, like, any plans for the day.
Yeah, your homie hits you up. You're like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I can hang out.
On a dime.
You're like, well, how about a month later? That's not fun a month later. Doing that? No.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm weird, but I've been pretty chill for a while.
Nothing's fun forever. And that's why people can't stand relationships now.
I don't know.
They just
I think when you're in and out. I think when you're in a happy relationship, everything's good.
Silly kitten.
Because if you guys compliment each other, you're learning, you're growing together, you're doing things together, but on your own time. Cat did the classic walk across the keyboard.
I don't know. I think everybody. What? No. I feel like a lot of people. They're just like me in the sense that they get bored easily, and I'm not somebody who just like. You know, I was in a 5-year relationship. Never cheated, never had any problems with that. But I get bored easily. I don't want to be in a relationship for 5 years ever again. That was not fun. Even with the most.
Towards the end, though.
What if all that, no, what if still, all that? During the entire thing, it's just like, there's times where you're just like, you know, like, she wakes up and, like, she spills her, like, tea in her car and then calls you and it's your thing to deal with now. You know?
Yeah.
The day is ruined. That's not how my life works.
Screaming, cussing at you.
That's not how my life works.
Oh no, just get a towel.
Just get a towel. Like,
panicking, give her solutions. Do you want me to pick you up from work?
I could get out. I could leave work and get fired and come clean it up. Yeah, do that.
Okay. We can't go up to eat for a while. Gotta get a different job. Dude, the stupid shit you go through for a dumb relationship.
Dumb shit.
Yeah.
I hate it.
God damn. Never again. It's good that you go through that because you're like, no, I'm cool off that. Now I know I don't want anyone that would ever do that to me again.
I feel like now you like level up. Now we are after people who are similar to us, who have been through some bullshit, and they aren't into all the bullshit.
Yeah, because let me tell you something. Like,
hey, when some bullshit comes up, we're gonna end it. You know?
Yeah. Here's the thing. They can be very pretty, but as soon as they have any of those personality traits that are toxic that I've experienced in the past, they've become not pretty anymore. Not interested. Sorry, no.
Nada.
Not attracted to you anymore.
Nada.
Because I don't want to deal with it. And your pretty face is not worth it. So I swerve.
Whoosh. Your son.
Bob and weave.
Let's talk about something.
Okay.
You down?
Yeah, I'm down.
There's a little boy named Adam who is going to be on the podcast soon. His name is Ashes. And he's a great boy. He's a good friend.
Seems like a cool guy.
He and I were FaceTiming the other day, and this boy had some things to say about women, and I also had some things to say about women. So here we go.
This is going to be really interesting.
There's a lot of ain't shit-ass bitches out there. Do you hear me?
Damn. Yeah, I hear you.
That's a statement that I'm going to follow up with some evidence. Us guys, we go on a site like Tinder or Bumble, and we match with a girl, and I and all of my other friends that I've talked to, they all say that we get on there, we match with somebody, and we get the, hey, and we say, hey, you know, like, how's it going? How's your day? Good. Oh, that's really cool. How have you been? What? Just reaching for anything to talk about.
Looks like you watch Friends. Ah, Joey's great.
Anything to talk about. And you're just like getting responses like, haha, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Haha, lol. It's like, is this a game? Are you doing this as a game? Or is this how you really talk to people? Yeah. Because you are boring.
Right.
And I'm sure there's guys out there that are very boring as well. But here's the dealio. When I say there's a lot of ain't shit-ass bitches out there, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of the majority that I've talked to just have nothing to say.
Yeah.
Why do you have nothing to say? Nothing to say at all?
What do you think about? Do you have any hobbies? Do you have any goals, dreams?
Like, you know those movies that we grew up with where these people would meet and they would date and they would, like, have interesting, like, fun times and talks, and the scenes are, like, interesting. That's how I like to envision my life.
Yeah.
Is possibly interesting with somebody, a partner who's maybe, you know, fun to talk to.
Uh-huh.
At least. I don't know. That's just my opinion.
I agree with you, because I don't know.
Am I being harsh?
Not at all.
Am I being rude by saying they are ain't shit-ass bitches?
I think that the
the terminology may be a little harsh, but
yeah, you just like, it was boring, and like their interests are so basic. Like, man, theater and stuff like that, just so stupid.
Dating experience has not been great. just in general.
Yeah.
There's a few, like, I met a couple girls who are extremely fun to talk to. But it's just one in a million. And maybe that's just how it is. Maybe that's how it is for everyone.
Yeah.
Maybe girls get on those sites and it's just like, hey, how are you? And they're like, oh, I'm pretty good. And they're like, let me see your tits.
You have gorgeous eyes. You have gorgeous ass eyes.
Yeah. your eyes are gorgeous as fuck.
Yeah, I'd love to take you out sometime.
I'd fuck your eyes.
Shit, dude.
Sorry. Too much.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's a weird world out there. You know what? I just,
let's talk about it.
I struggle with it. Sometimes I, like, I want to go do it, and I go out and do it. I'm just like, I'm either not ready for this, or I'm just like, this is boring.
That's why dating is not the answer to what we want.
Right.
Like, some people find it, but
I don't know. Right now, I'm just too busy. Too busy on the things that I want to do.
You know what is real? It's like storybook bullshit. That's what's real. That's what I want.
Yeah.
And like, what I want is to be walking around somewhere and just happen upon somebody and just some storybook shit goes down, you know?
Yeah. Just get a great conversation. You guys just like
from hit it off.
Cities or something.
You're like, hey, like, can I get your number?
Yeah.
She gives it to you. And you both are like blushing and like giggling.
Yeah.
And she then
actually responds to your messages.
Yeah. And then you guys like have a good time together and go do fun things and eat stupid shit together and see, like,
movies and
yeah, go all to that festivals. Bullshit. But nobody wants that. They want to go to work and then come home and go on their phone and then ignore the people who texted them and then wake up and then go to work again. And then the weekend. It's the weekend. Party, bitches.
Yeah.
And then go to work after that. <It's> and that's boring. Just what everybody's doing. They're just,
like, to what end, though? At some point, everyone wants somebody.
They're just ignoring, like, all these.
Is that what you do all the time? I want to see who actually gets, like, with these people. The ones that ignore and ghost and all that stuff. What do they look like? Do they exist? Is everyone just afraid of getting their heart broken or something?
I feel like,
what's going on here? Why are we not social?
I don't know. I feel like, genuinely, I am a little bit romantic about certain things. And so I want it to be, I want the start of a relationship to be more than just like a meet and greet on some dating website.
Yeah, a
like,
swipe.
That's so boring. Like, how'd you guys meet?
Tinder.
No.
Yeah. How would it be to meet someone in a different country?
Yeah, you're like, how, like, how can I get in contact with, do you have Twitter? No.
Do we email?
No. Okay.
Will I ever see you again?
No.
Yeah, maybe that's totally the key. I'm totally into that romantic stuff. And you know what? I don't really want to accept anything else besides that because I get one life. And again, if you envision something and if you believe in it, it just happens. And I have all my faith in that, and I'm patient, and I'll wait. I had a recent failure, and yeah, it stung a little bit, but just dust myself off, because there's a greater plan out there for me. You know what I mean? You got ghosted recently, too.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it's a thing that happens all the time to me. It's not something that's like, even some. I don't feel like anybody should even be ashamed about it.
No.
It's just like a regular thing that happens to everyone. Like all of my friends, every single person I know is going through this issue. It's like, what is this game? That's why we're sitting here talking about it right now. What is this game?
Because I've...
Let's talk about it.
I'm not...
Because I'm not playing it anymore.
Yeah. You know, we don't have any problem getting girls. You know, we've had relationships just fine. It's not a problem here, but in between that is a lot of bullshit. A lot of bullshit. A lot of really cool conversations and then stop for no reason.
Yeah.
Like you're over blaming yourself because like, okay, this is something, I'm doing everything fine.
But it is pretty simple though. Like we've figured out that if the girl wants to talk to you, if the girl wants to hang out with you, she's going to talk to you and she's going to hang out with you.
Yeah.
So but that's the thing. Nobody wants to actually, I don't know, nobody actually wants to have a genuine, cool, fun relationship anymore.
Yeah. What I would love to do is instead of like, I read this article, like people now, they don't date anymore, they hang out. So it feels like you have to like build up to a date.
Like yeah.
You have to hang out first. So like, oh, we're just friends, you know?
Yeah.
Just a cool guy. There's no commitment. Cool girl. And then you have to like get the spark going. Whereas like, I would rather meet somebody and then ask them on a date. Just go right to that because I'm interested.
Yeah.
Now it feels like there's all these schemes that have to be played.
And gimmicks and games.
Games and skimmicks and... Skimmicks? Skimmicks. Good games.
I don't know, man.
It's just silly.
Here's the thing. We sound a little cryboy right now. About this issue.
It's real shit, though.
But it is real.
And I feel like everyone is complaining about it.
We could be looked at as just complainers. But here's the thing. Everybody's going through this. It's an epidemic. And I'm tired of it. I just want to have a normal time. You know, remember when people would, like, write people letters?
Yeah.
Like, you have to, like, really invest in, like, some sort of relationship. Like, that's not even fathomable at this point. Nobody can even think about the fact that you would have to write somebody and wait days to hear back from them. If not weeks.
Have you written a love letter before?
Kind of.
Or was it a love note?
There's a lot of notes being passed in high school and junior high. But that's actually funny. I used to get little love letters in my locker from a secret admirer freshman year of high school.
That's funny.
Never knew who it was.
Please step forward. Hit us up at Tom and Topher on all our social media handles. DM us, please.
Come email forward, at Tom and Topher.
Where was the high school?
Bakersfield Christian.
Okay. There you go.
I went to a private school freshman year of high school.
That's wild.
High school, you know, I came out of a relationship in high school. I don't know if that makes sense. I was in a relationship and continued that relationship out of high school. And I felt like that was one of the only ways that you can genuinely have a romantic relationship in like modern day anymore. Like high school, you guys meeting in high school and it's super like cute and romantic. And then you guys, you know, you get older and you guys were both, like, the girl was the cheerleader and you were the football player, and then you go into the military, and then you see your friend get hit by an IED, and then you come home and hit your wife, and then
Dang, man, this is depressing.
That's the American dream, man.
What did you just say? It's like a movie.
Think about that.
Yeah, that happens.
In every generation, it's the American dream. World War II, Vietnam, Korea, every war in the Middle East.
Goes from one generation to the next.
High school sweethearts, football player, cheerleader. That's what America has told us is the ideal situation. Then you go and you fight for your country.
Yeah. Go to church.
Go to church. Read your Bible.
Have children.
Hit your wife a little bit.
Yikes.
Yikes.
Yikes, dude. Crazy existence we have. I don't know. I have a positive outlook on dating, though. Despite its BS. Bullshit.
Is that what that stands for?
Yeah, bullshit.
I don't know. I do feel like... I do feel like we have a very odd scenario in terms of, like, how our society is set up for dating. Like, marriage, just, it's not gonna work anymore. Marriage is such a whack idea for how our world is set up. Like, marriage, think of how risky a marriage is.
Yeah.
Think of how much you're compromise half of your stuff. It's like a legal business bind more than it is a love thing.
Because I think now we're looking at past generations, like decades and decades of people going through the hardships of divorce and alimony and people abusing child support and just lives ruined, you know, because they got married and then they broke up. Okay, they said they're going to be together for the rest of their lives and then they changed their mind.
Mm-hmm.
But because they changed their mind, now there's all these obligations and penalties and things
that can, like, all these penalties and obligations, they were set like years ago when the world was set up in a way where this marriage thing could work.
Yeah.
Like, marriage in certain areas of the world, like in Africa, some places, they jump over a broomstick and that's your wedding. That's your vow.
Yeah.
Jumping over a broomstick.
Jeez.
And it's like, I've always thought about that. And I don't know, it just makes me think that it's just nothing. It's just a little social construct.
Yeah. Why does the government have to get involved with that? I can see the...
Because you guys own things. That's why. And you have children together. Little creatures that spawn from you guys. It's crazy.
Yeah, but the alimony thing, it's weird. It's stupid. The child support, I could see that.
Why can't it be like a garage sale? Like, when you put out shit for a garage sale, it's like, that one's mine, sell that. That one's mine. And, you know, like, that one's mom's and that one's sister's. Like,
buy each other out or something.
Yeah, like, this is my stuff that I brought to the table.
Yeah.
So it's mine.
Anything you disagree on is a separate hearing. You know?
It's like, I don't get how, imagine, like, Jeff Bezos. When his wife isn't getting half of what he has.
Yeah.
But she got more money than I will ever have for divorcing her husband.
Billions.
Think of that, for divorcing him.
What a good investment of time and money.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you hit the lottery for separating yourself from that person.
The mega lottery. Billions.
And that's how that world works now. That's how the simulation is set up.
What's going on there with that?
We had a pretty in-depth conversation about this the other day, about marriage.
You and I?
Yeah.
We did.
And I'm not a fan of it.
Getting married?
Marriage, in general. Not a fan.
You don't think you ever will?
I hope I do. Like I said, I'm a romantic a little bit, and I just hope that I find somebody who's like so cool that I have to just never be separated from them.
Yeah.
Ever again.
Right.
And they feel the same about me.
That's the dream.
But how rare is that? And how rare is it for that to last forever in your life? I don't believe it's a fact. I don't believe it's something that can happen.
I think it can, but it's rare now.
Like I think that, even if you find somebody that you like, you guys are going to drift apart. Like, you ever see grandparents hanging out with each other?
Some of them are still crazy in love, though.
No, they're not.
Some of them are.
You see that, but then you see him go. You see, hey, Grandpa Tom's going out for another walk. This is his third walk today.
No, I'm talking about
people that fool is depressed.
No, like my parents, they're still they're so in love with each other. They're in their 60s, you know? And you see, like, old people are just, like, I saw an old man that used to come in my store. He had a picture of his wife in his wallet. He's, like, in his 80s, you know? It's so sweet. He wouldn't do that if he didn't
love her. I have a picture of my friend Logan in my wallet.
That's cool. Good friends, huh?
Here, let me show it to you.
Why do you have a picture of Logan in your wallet?
You're gonna know why. I've had that in there for so long.
That's hilarious.
He's just flipping off the camera. Post that on
classic,
Twitter.
Classic Logan. Yeah. Cool guy. We had him on the show before.
Speaking of that, we're gonna be having a show with Mad V, a music producer here in Sacramento, on the 9th. A new episode, Mad V.
What's up, Mad V? Can't wait to come on and talk to you.
He's my cousin, and he makes some really good bops. So look up King Street Studios or Wise Ass Productions. He makes some pretty good beats. And he's been, I don't know, he's been working with some pretty cool rappers and artists lately. So we're going to go down to his studio and we're going to record with him. Ask him about what he's been doing and probably get some more people on the show. It's exciting. And then on the 22nd, fucking Foreign Forest and Ashes coming on the show.
It's crazy, right?
Crazy. Speaking stuff into existence, my guy.
It's a wild world.
Doing what we want. When we want.
It all just happens.
Yeah.
What's next?
We're going to send it to Bakersfield. We're going to go podcast with Jason Willingham, a glass blower. And Jay Zamora, or Gaspar. He does EDM music. And then Foreign Forest and Ashes, they both are rappers who are huge inspirations of ours.
A lot of their really music, good music.
A lot of great music. Go look them up. I'm so excited for these next few days. We're going to be vlogging it, so check out our YouTube.
Yeah. Can't wait to talk music with those guys.
Putting together a big, long video of our experience. It's going to be a lot of fun. I honestly can't wait.
Me either.
Maybe we'll even have some bonus guests, like Logan will come back on.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
We'll have Logan on with, like, Bryson. Jason. And Bryson, yeah.
Dude, yeah, we should just do it all.
Like, we're going to have to come back.
Because like 8 podcasts. That
Jacob Sherwood, he is another artist in Bakersfield and really wants to podcast with us as well. We're going to have to make a round 2.
I got to pee.
Do not pee.
I'm going to pause it.
No, let's not pause it. Let's wrap it up. Okay, we're at 45 minutes.
All right, bro. Let's wrap it.
This is a great podcast.
It's a good... We let our hearts flow. We spoke truth.
Hey, guys, wash your hands. The coronavirus is lingering.
Yeah, now you got me scared.
Yeah, good. I hope so. The coronavirus is out there. Be safe. Look out for the Tom and Topher podcast experiment with Foreign Forest and Ashes. Go check out our social media, Tom and Topher Twitter, Tom and Topher Instagram, Tom and Topher Facebook, all that jazz. Hit our Patreon. We're on there. If you like our stuff, go donate. We are going on tour, you know. This stuff costs money. We love to do it, but, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, Christopher.
No, you gotta put it in time.
Yeah. If you enjoy what we do, we obviously invest and try and make it better, and that costs money. So if you have any sort of love for our project that we got going, go to Patreon, donate $1, $2, $5, $20, anything.
Yeah, just give us some love.
And it goes right into the gas tank. We love you. God bless you. And angels watch over you. Thanks for listening. Check out the 9th Mad V. We're going to be posting that probably on the 10th. So keep your eyes out. We love you guys. God bless you guys. Angels watch over you.